بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. Distinguished listeners and honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, O you who have faith, do not forbid what Almighty Allah has made them halal for you, and do not transgress, for Almighty Allah does not love those who are transgressors. So this verse of the Holy Quran actually reminds us of the important principle that we have to submit our will to the will of Lord. Given the verse of the Holy Quran that says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُحَرِّمُوا طَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, Almighty Allah says that the yardstick and the criterion or the standard should be my orders and commandments, not your personal mentality, not your own wishes and desires. It is me, my commandments, and then my messenger commandments in his style of life that should be standing as an exemplar for you, that should be copied and should be imitated from. So what matters most is that we have to evaluate our perception, our assumption, whatsoever we have, based on Almighty Allah's commandments. It is we who has to be the servants of Almighty Allah, who has to submit their will to the will of Almighty Allah. It is not vice versa, that others should say that, okay, Almighty Allah should have done this or should not have done that. It is we who has to align their deeds and their beliefs based on the Quran. We cannot do it vice versa. We have to align the religion based on our wishes and desires, or we support the religion whenever that is beneficial to us, or we disapprove of the religion when that is running counter to our wishes and desires. So what matters most is that we have to align ourselves, our beliefs, our mentality, our style of life, our everything, based on the true teachings of Islam. May Almighty Allah bless us all to be the real followers of our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family members. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.